Today from the Ohio Newsroom, meet the Ohioan competing in the Paralympics.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Antioch University, accepting applications for its low residency doctorate in educational and professional practice for those working to make schools, organizations, and communities more just and inclusive. More at antioch.edu.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. The Summer Olympics may be over, but the Paralympics begin today, and Dayton Police Officer Byron Branch will be there. He lost a leg in the line of duty back in 2016. Now he's headed to Paris to compete for gold against the world's best wheelchair fencers. Ohio Newsroom member station WYSO's Jason Reynolds has the story.
Byron Branch is fencing in a converted warehouse just north of Cincinnati. It's called Salle de Lion, which is French for Room of the Lion.
En garde. Ready? Fence.
There are about a dozen fencers here. You can hear swords clashing and an electronic beep whenever anyone gets hit.
Oh, touch left.
Byron Branch has fenced for over 20 years, but he didn't para-fence until after he lost a leg in 2016. He says distance is one of the big differences between able body and para-fencing.
It's always distance, just because to transition from the able body fencing a sport where you can use your feet to maintain your distance, you can't do that in wheelchair because you already start within your opponent's distance. As soon as they say ready, fence, and wheelchair, you better be ready to do something. If you're not going to attack, you need to go back. If you are going to attack, make sure you hit.
Less than a year into his career with the Dayton Police, Branch was in a life-threatening accident. It was December, and there was a storm.
The weather initially was just cold, but then it took a real severe turn. Started getting slushy and then icy. I was driving down Wayne Avenue, I believe, when I heard a buddy of mine, he was over on 75. He called out that there was a two-car crash, and then it went immediately to 3, then to 5, and then to 7.
Before he could get to that crash, Branch spotted another accident on the highway. A car had rear-ended a semi, and he stopped to help.
When I pull up behind the semi, the truck driver comes out, and I see him. I say, hey, you need to come around to the other side of my car so I can talk to you. He said, okay, and then I woke up in the hospital. And that's all I remember about the accident.
A vehicle on the road had lost control, hit Branch's cruiser, and pinned him between cars. What may be most impressive about Branch's recovery is how quickly he was back on patrol.
364 days is when I was back on the street. Yeah, one day shy of a year. I got back to my house December 27th. I got my prosthetic May 25th, and then I was back in the office on like light duty, but I was working with my physical therapist learning how to walk. And I was like, hey, there's going to be times where I'm going to get into fights with people on the street. I need to know how my body's going to react to it. So one of our defensive tactics guys, he came in, and I thought he was going to come in one time, and he ended up coming in twice a week for 3 months and just beating me up. So that was actually really good because it taught me a lot of different things. I got a lot of good training from him.
Are there any challenges to using a prosthetic in the field?
Going up and down stairs, but I don't run after anybody. Like if I'm going into a house and I know somebody's got a warrant, well, I'll position myself in front of a door as the only exit. So they got to go through me when the bad news comes out.
He might not run at work, but Branch is quick to jump in and help teach young fencers when he's off duty.
What are you kids waiting for? You need a director? Come on.
He directs the students and fences against them using his prosthetic leg. Ryan Howe runs this fencing club, like his father before him, and Ryan grew up around Byron. Howe says he's not surprised to see Branch do so well.
Well, he kicks my butt in the wheelchair, so I mean, he's very good. I had no doubt that he was going to do awesome because he was a great able-bodied fencer. So, like, you know, him switching over to the chair, I'm sure was an adjustment, especially the distance and the speed at which it moves. But Byron's a great fencer, so, you know, I knew he was not going to have a problem and definitely dominate the competition.
You can see Byron Branch and the U.S. Paralympic fencing team compete in Paris from September 3rd to September 7th. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Jason Reynolds.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.